Life Audio.
Welcome to the Untangling Life podcast with Rachel Wojo. I'm Rachel, and this podcast is where you'll find the space to clear your head and calm your heart. I'm so glad you're here. Make yourself at home.
Well, hey there, I'm Rachel, and I'm so glad you're here. I'm excited to chat about downloading more peace into our lives. But before we do, I want to be sure you know about this free resource, When You Can't Pray Prayer Guide. This step-by-step guide is designed to help you release the frustration of not having words to pray, embrace the comfort and intercession of the Holy Spirit, and engage your heart with the truth that God sees, hears, and knows you. If you're struggling to pray, you'll find this resource in the podcast episode description or show notes, as well as rachelwojo.com/can't-pray. And now for the topic of pursuing peace. I'm so excited to share with you these 6 easy ways to promote peace in your life today, because who doesn't want more peace, right? All of us want more peace. But many times I think we believe that peace just has to come to us. It's something that we have to allow to freely overtake us. And I found that as a mom of a busy household, wife of an amazing husband, writer, podcaster, all the hats that I wear, I found that peace just doesn't come by osmosis. I need to pursue peace in my life. And so as we look at ways to promote peace in your life today, I hope that you're thinking about how you can implement these quick little tips that I'm sharing with you. Are you ready? The first tip I wanted to share is for you to learn to enjoy God's Word. God's Word brings peace to my heart like nothing else can. And when I read it, when I meditate on it, when I study it, I receive peace from the Lord. And I've just found that if I'm struggling with the ways of the world, one of the best things I can do is read God's Word. So I found that I have to start the day with God's Word, and I am not a big, huge reader in the mornings. I'm not a big anything in the morning. I've said before on the podcast that I am not really a morning person. I can get up and get going with the best of them, but I appreciate a lot of silence in the first part of the day. Oh, my husband does too, thankfully. But I will grab a couple of verses and enjoy God's Word, whether it's part of the Bible reading plan of the month from our community, or whether it is just something the Lord is bringing to me, or a YouVersion Bible reading plan. There are so many ways to simply enjoy God's Word a little at a time. And so I grab a verse that is peaceful. It's interesting to me that the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 3:8, there's a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. So there are times where peace is unattainable. Basically, it says so in the scripture, a time for war. But I think we can pursue peace. And even in warring situations, we can have the peace of the Lord in our hearts. So by enjoying His Word, it's a simple way to pursue peace. And then secondly, I've found that peace comes when I pray for healing, whether it's not necessarily healing for myself, but when I pray for the healing of others, then I find that the Lord brings a special peace to my spirit. And so I might encourage you to find someone else to pray for. Have a prayer list that is other-centric. It's focused on the needs of others, and keep that prayer list handy for those moments when you're searching for peace. And then thirdly, push aside any negativity. This is like putting the blinders on. Put those blinders on and block out whatever is invading your peace, if at all possible. Again, there are some times when you can't, but by pushing aside negativity, whether that's the TV blaring or whether it is that rejection letter you just received from your boss or the criticism you received maybe from someone in your church, push aside the negativity and put it in a box and give it to the Lord. fill your head with His word and His truth. And so don't allow that negativity to have a place in your heart. If you're in pursuit of peace, you won't allow the negativity to have a stronghold at all on your spirit. So pray for that. Pray for healing and push aside the negativity. So three things we've talked about so far to pursue peace. One is enjoying God's word. Two is praying for healing. And three is pushing aside the negativity. Before I share with you the other three, I want to take a quick moment for a word from our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Thanks so much for listening in to our sponsors. And now I want to continue to talk about this pursuit of peace. We've talked about enjoying God's word, praying for healing, pushing aside the negativity. And now I want to encourage you to ask yourself if you're holding on to any kind of bitterness. Sometimes our peace is blocked by the bitterness that we're holding on to, either an unforgiving spirit or something that has just rubbed us the wrong way that day. I would encourage you not to hold on to any bitterness. Not only is it so freeing to allow yourself the opportunity to forgive or to let go of something that is festering, but it also brings joy to your heart and opens a place for peace that otherwise wouldn't be able to be found. So let me encourage you to just not hold on to any bitterness. I share in my book, One More Step, on chapter 9 about forgiveness and the journey that I walked in order to forgive my ex-husband. It was a difficult journey, and so I am just sharing with you from the depths of my heart that holding on to bitterness does not have any value for my life. And so I would encourage you also to learn to let go of it. If you need more help, grab my book, One More Step, and dive into chapter 9 on forgiveness and discovering how to really forgive someone and the freedom that comes from refusing to latch on to bitterness. And then this next point of pursuing peace goes right along with that. Let go of the wrongs that people have done towards you. Maybe it was an accident, maybe it was on purpose, but don't allow the wrongs that of others to block you from your peace. Jesus is your peace. God is always in control, even things are out of control. And I've prayed this prayer many times. Lord, help me to recognize your peace when others are stirring up strife. So when other people are stirring that pot, just help me to recognize it and stay away from it. I don't want to have a part of strife in any way. And then after we've let go of the wrongs and we've ensured that we're not holding on to bitterness, this last step of pursuing peace is just simply step into the calm. Step into the calming waters of God's word, of His spirit, of praising Him. And when you praise the Lord, there is a peace that comes upon you that cannot be contained. It's a peace that cannot even be explained. When my precious Taylor girl was on her deathbed, I've shared this before on the podcast, there was an incredible peace that came over that room that was unexplainable. And that can only be explained by the Spirit of God ushering in His presence in the midst of difficulty. So I would encourage you, friend, today to follow these six simple steps in pursuit of peace. Psalm 120, verse 1 and verse 6 says, I call on the Lord in my distress, and He answers me. Too long have I lived among those who hate peace. So let me just encourage you to ask the Lord to bring that same peace to you that He offers all the time, peace that passes all understanding. A prayerful life yields a peaceful life. So asking the Lord for peace is the way to fuel a peaceful spirit. I hope one of these thoughts or ideas have encouraged you today. While I want you to have been inspired, I also wanted to give you just a few practical ways that you could also promote peace in a tangible way. So maybe it's for you, it's light a candle or dab some essential oil on, recite a Bible verse that you're familiar with, or enjoy a walk, plant a seed, or read a prayer. There are many times when I haven't been able to find the words to pray, and so I have borrowed the prayers of others. I would encourage you to do the same. Thank you so much for listening into this podcast today. I pray that you have found a tool or tip that is helpful in your pursuit of peace. As a way of saying thank you for listening, I want to remind you once more to enjoy that free resource, When You Can't Pray Prayer Guide. You'll find it in the show notes. Allow it to help you release the frustration of not having the words to pray and embrace the comfort and intercession of the Holy Spirit. Thanks so much for listening in today. Until next time, God sees you and knows your need.
Thank you for listening to the Untangling Life podcast with Rachel Wojo. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, be sure to subscribe. For show notes and free resources, visit rachelwojo.com. See you again soon.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for working everything out for my good. Help me trust in your perfect plan. Amen.
Father, thank you for loving and caring for me.
With Christian Prayer Meditation, you can pray along to prayers based on specific topics. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Christian Prayer Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.